Jerry Bader Show, 1022. By the way, the Journal Sentinel Online is reporting there are about 1,000 tickets left for Sunday's game. I don't even know. What time is it? 2 o'clock today? Is that the... I know they got the extension, but I don't know. It's sometime this afternoon. I just don't know when, and I don't have the story up in front of me, but that is my understanding, that it's mid-afternoon. Even if you just go to the JS Online, they might have the story. Till Friday afternoon. I thought it was 2 o'clock, but I may have pulled that out of thin air. I don't know what time it is this afternoon. They're down to about 1,000 tickets. I think it's going to get sold out, and it's going to be on television. That's what I believe is going to happen. One of the really big stories during the Christmas break while I was gone was an explosion of a derailed train in North Dakota. It happened about 25 miles from Fargo. It has raised a lot of issues. There are two. One I don't think is getting enough attention. The big one is, are the tanker cars that are hauling Bakken crude out of North Dakota, are they sufficiently safe? Are they constructed of material that can handle oil that is more volatile than some oil? Now, there are a couple of theories why this oil exploded the way it did. Crude oil, of course, is flammable, but you don't usually think of it explosive like gasoline. A derail collided with another train, I think derail collided, and boom. Now, before I go on, let me say this. I told this story when I got back from North Dakota earlier. It was in November. I almost said earlier this year. Last year, in November. One of the first things I saw in Fargo, North Dakota, was the longest train I've ever seen in my life. And Jason, some of these trains are a mile long. And they are all tanker car after tanker car. I remember the person I was riding with in the back seat. So I could be wrong on directions. Who cares? The train's going south. We're going north. So you should get to the end of the train much sooner that way, right? It went forever. Now, this is incredible. How long is this train? We should be driving, they're going that way, we're going this way, we should get, and everyone a tanker car. I don't know how long a tanker car is, but that's hundreds and hundreds of tanker cars, all filled with oil. There is concern that the nature of this oil, there are two theories as to why it's so explosive. One is because of the process of fracking that you get natural gas. You get combustibles in with the oil, okay? And it makes it more volatile than other crude. The other thing the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this week is that there may be impurities, other things getting in with the oil that make it combustible or explosive. So all of the debate now is, we have to make these tanker cars safer. We have to make these tanker cars safer. We have to make sure that this isn't a danger. Do you know how you virtually eliminate this? Build a hell of a lot more pipelines. There is one proposed. When I was in Fargo, I was told that it's going to be fought, and fought viciously. The proposed pipeline that would carry the Bakken crude from North Dakota into Minnesota and Wisconsin. And environmentalists are already lining up to fight it. About 60 feet long? Now. And that what you have there, Jason, that's exactly the tanker car that I saw. So you just figure. It's over a mile long. How many 60-feet units are there in a mile? Well, 60 times 10 is 600, right? Is that right? Yeah, you don't know? I'm in radio. You're in radio. One of us says 60 times 10 is 600. Okay, 6,000 if you go the next step. Of course, then 5,280 is almost hundreds. hundreds of cars. The key is pipeline. A listener saying rail has poured in big money to stop pipelines. Yeah, obviously the railroad wants to continue this business. The reality is doing it by pipeline is much, much safer. I'm not saying spills don't happen. Spills happen. But moving it on a freight train is a hell of a lot more dangerous than running it through pipeline. So instead now, the environmentalists aren't going to say, well, you need more pipeline to draw that oil from Fargo. They're going to say, no, you can't possibly come up with a tanker car safe enough. And really, you can't. Well, you can't when you're hauling that much oil and that many tanker cars. You can't. You would have to make that thing. You can't. The cost is going to be cost prohibitive to have thousands and thousands, and that's how many you need, because they're running this all the time. Do you know what percent of the daily oil pulled from the Bakken field goes by rail? 60%. That's how limited the pipeline capacity is right now. But the environmentalists would look for any excuse to keep North Dakota oil in North Dakota. So they're not going to lobby for a pipeline. They're not going to lobby. They're not going to support a pipeline. And then they're going to say, yeah, but it's too darn dangerous by rail, which, by the way, I agree. Impurities or whatever combustibles are in there, I agree. It's ridiculously dangerous. And I did think of that. I mean, you just have to see this to believe it. This is the longest freight train you've ever seen. And each car is identical to the next. Black, these huge, huge trains, all with the same black tanker cars. That's the one, Jason. The one you found, I'm telling you. That's it. One after the other, after the other, after the other. To insulate that thing, it would be impossible. And they vary. There's 15,000, 29,000. I think you probably found the 29,000-gallon one. Extremely dangerous. They need to build. Look, North Dakota wasn't ready for any of this. There wasn't enough law enforcement, not enough schools, not enough infrastructure, not enough roads, not enough employees, not just to pull the oil out of the ground, but for Walmart, McDonald's, hotels, restaurants, all of that. This happened so fast. But that certainly includes pipeline capacity. Slowly, things are trying to catch up. They are trying to build their infrastructure. That has to include pipeline. It is ridiculously and unnecessarily dangerous to haul this stuff by freight. It should be going through a pipeline. But environmentalists are going to point to this and say, well, no, this is just too dangerous. You can't have a pipeline. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.